Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel the pain?
Sir Elton bringing this back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Having a great visit with our good friend Robert Brands, author of Robert's Rules of Innovation. That's the first book, and then the follow-up to that, which is going to be out soon. Can they pre-order right now, Rob, on Robert's Rules of Innovation 2,
yeah.
The Art of Implementation? Can they pre-order?
Absolutely. I'm very happy you asked, Jim. It just got posted on Amazon last week. So either you go under my name, Robert Brands, and you see both books, or you just look up Robert's Rules of Innovation and extend further in. But, yeah, they just posted it last week.
Right.
And it will be officially shipped early December. Just before the holidays.
And my audience is getting a sneak peek just because they're who they are, right? Just because.
Exactly. And what you do. Exactly.
Yeah. And just because you hang out with me, folks. So don't say I never did anything for you. All right. So, Rob, let's talk about the people part of execution, of implementation.
Yeah, as you can imagine, it is the most important part because really, people are your company, it's your face, it's the interaction with the customer, etc. And there's so many little elements that become a factor in flawless execution. I always say what gets measured gets done. So make sure that you set out clear objectives, that you have a way to measure it. And we've looked and talked about this in previous shows, Jim, about these leading and lagging indicators. You know, to really understand what can be measured so that you know you're going to be successful, and help and coach your people all around that. And as I said in a previous segment, the biggest key is this objective and reward alignment. You know, the reward system, you can offer bonuses, etc. Those are important, but recognition is just as important. And often people just love to be the leader on a team. So give them those opportunities. And as your business grows, I think the biggest challenge, and I come back to it over and over, is that alignment of objectives. Sounds very simple, but let me give you an example.
Yeah, what does that look like?
So if you're responsible, if you have a bakery and you are responsible for putting bread out and the output for the inventory for the next day, you don't want to be bothered with something with a chef who comes into the kitchen to try something new out while you're trying to have optimal output and production so you have all the stuff you need for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same counts in a bigger manufacturing environment. The head of operations or manufacturing all wants to think about efficiencies and output and wants to produce. He doesn't want to interrupt for a trial for a new product that you want to sell and create, and there is where you need to really find the balance. Because if you don't, you have so many shared resources where people have to work together that it becomes a big conflict.
So implementation of innovation can't get in the way of keeping the doors open.
Exactly.
That's the balancing act, isn't it? Because in a small business, as you say, we've only got so much. We only have so many people, so much money.
Yeah, and
so much time.
Actually, those are the two barriers that are the biggest barriers you have to address. It's people and resources. And resources, of course, means money in effect. But it's those two that you have to balance out to make way for new products. And that's why I say put it on your monthly agenda. If you have a monthly meeting once a month with your team or a management meeting, put it on the agenda. You know, and look at all those 10 types of innovation that you can creative with, and ask people to be individually innovative by asking them for an innovation once a year. That's nothing much to ask. It really isn't, because the best solutions we found when we talked to associates within the company, you know, in finding solutions and new products. One of the biggest tips I always talk about. When is the last time you bought or tried your own product or service? You know, it's mind-boggling how eye-opening
it is. You need to eat your own dog food, right?
Yeah, and not only that, but you'll quickly see that a packing list isn't practical, or the way the installation instructions were written isn't.
I had a major Fortune 100 company executive tell me she went on their website to try to sign up for their product. She was appalled and how difficult it was. And she made there was some major heartburn in that organization after she did that.
Absolutely. I had a doctor friend on the phone the other day who'd had to call another doctor, and he was put on hold for I don't know how many minutes.
Yeah.
He was all upset, and he said, and I asked him, how is it when they call your office?
Uh-huh.
Are you reachable?
Right.
So
Robert,
so look,
I got to wrap it up. I need your website again, please.
Yeah, it's Robert's Rules of Innovation, and look for the book called The Art of Implementation. It's really the execution,
that's the
people
new one.
And the process that you put together.
It's going to be out in December, right?
Out in December.
And they can pre-order it now. So, folks, I encourage you to do that. Hey, Robert, good job today. Come back. Let's do this again.
Jim, Robert, thank you very much for having me.
Robert Brands, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.